We have been discussing different ideas relating to learning Torah, teaching Torah, and the preparation for Matan Torah. The bracha that we say that allows us to learn Torah every morning, we say two brachos, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim, that Hashem chose us, and La'asok B'divrei Torah, that allows us to engage in the process of learning Torah. Yet Tosfos and the Gemara and brachos raise a very important question. Most mitzvos that we do require bracha every time we do them. Whether that's food, every time I do I eat something, I'm gonna make a bracha. Yet when it comes to learning Torah, I make one bracha of Torah in the morning, and that's enough. That's enough for the entire day. So I might make these brachas before I go to Shacharis at 6 o'clock in the morning. And if I don't really end up learning until 2 or 3 in the afternoon, that bracha, although said many, many hours earlier, that bracha counts for my allowance of learning Torah. And the question is why? There's a number of answers to this question. The Shibuli Halakhet suggests that even if one isn't learning, there are many interactions with halacha throughout the day. Whether that's making brachos, whether that's certain halachos of business. So really, I end up learning somewhat throughout the day, even if I didn't sit down in front of a chumash, in front of a gemara. But the fact that I was engaged throughout the day in different processes, well, that's okay. That's considered Torah, and therefore the bracha you said in the morning really is continuously being, impacted throughout the day. Tosfos, though, offers an answer that we're aware of the mitzvah that it always applies. Other mitzvahs, when we complete them, I'm done. I said this, I shook the lulav, I lit the menorah, I'm done. But learning Torah is something that takes place all the time. I don't break from it. So even though I say in the morning, I'm not really breaking from Torah throughout the day. But Rabbi Soloveitchik took this idea of Tosfos and added one more layer. What happens if I say the bracha? I learn Torah, and then I go do other stuff. Later, I'm going to learn more Torah. But I'm doing other stuff. I am clearly engaged in other activities that is not learning Torah. So says Rabbi Soloveitchik, isn't it clear that I'm done with this mitzvah for now? I said the bracha, I learned Torah, and now I'm at work in front of my computer sending emails. That's not Torah. That's not learning. So doesn't that show that I'm done? And when I want to learn Torah later, I should probably say another bracha. So in 1973, at a siyum, an impromptu remark, Rabbi Soloveitchik suggested the following. He said there is something called acute awareness and latent awareness. A mother, for example, he said, always loves her child. And when she's playing with the child and with the child, that love is obvious and it's clear. It's acute awareness. But what happens when they're separated? What happens when the child goes to school, the child goes to camp, the child moves out of the house? There is still latent awareness. Of course the mother still loves the child. It's in her being, it's in her fabric. It's part of her existence. And that is our relationship with the Torah. We might say it once a day, but even if we're not learning every minute, even if we take a break, that there is latent awareness. We relate to the Torah with the same love as parents relate to children. So I might acknowledge that love once a day with that bracha, but it exists throughout my day. That connection that I have, that feeling that I have, that understanding that Torah is lifting me up, it is inspiring me, it is making me live a more meaningful, a more enriched, a more ethical, a more moral, a more inspired life, that's Torah. So even if it's not with a Gemara in front of me, in a Mishnayos or a Chumash or a Mishnah Berurah, even if I'm at work sending emails, that awareness that I have with Torah, that connection that I have with Torah, is something that continuously impacts me. And this should be with this notion that we go into a Yontif feeling ready to learn, to be engaged, to be inspired, to want to enrich our lives even more with the beautiful Torah that we have.